Taking a look at sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. First of all, in Major League Baseball yesterday, locally, the Mets fell to the Cardinals 6-5. I do believe that is the only local team that was in action yesterday. But some news about a local team. The New York Mets have dismissed their hitting coaches. The Mets announced last night the club has relieved hitting coach Chili Davis and assistant hitting coach Tom Slater of their duties effective immediately. The club named Hugh Quarterbaum as the team's new hitting coach and Kevin Howard as the new assistant hitting coach. Both will be in St. Louis later on today. The acting general manager said the decision was not made based on the 23 games worth of production, but rather that the Mets needed coaches that understood the processes that are under the hood. So the Mets replace their pitching coaches, their hitting coaches, just woeful hitting. Once again, taking a look at the standings, Boston's in first place in the American League East. Toronto, Tampa Bay, and the Yankees all, 2.5 games behind. Taking a look out in the National League, the Mets are in third place, one game under 500, but they are just only a half game back. Baseball really just has only a couple of strong divisions. Right now, the NL West looks really strong. Four out of the five teams are above 500. The NL Central has two teams that are above 500. The NL East, one team that's at 500. The American League West, the Oakland A's, Houston Astros, Seattle Mariners are all above 500. The AL Central, Kansas City, and Chicago, and Cleveland are above 500. And just Boston and Toronto are above 500. And the Yankees and Tampa Bay are at 500 exactly. So a kind of mediocre start to the season. Yesterday, taking a look at action that happened in the NBA locally, the Knicks defeated the Grizzlies 118-104. Today, we'll see who's playing. The Nets take on the Bucks. And then tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Magic. And the Knicks take on the Nuggets tomorrow. Now, taking a look at the standings once again in the East, the Knicks assure themselves, by the way, for a winning season, all right? They're going to have a winning season this year. And it's the first time. Let me find this here. I've got it saved here. Come on. Where is it? Where is it now? Where is it? I got that. I didn't save it. I would have thought I would have saved this, but I didn't. Well, I think it's the first time since, I think it's close to 10 years. That the Knicks have not had a winning record. They will this year, and as a matter of fact, right now they sit in fourth place, which means that they will, when the playoffs begin, have a home court advantage. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games and have won three in a row. And they're really only 3.5 games out of third place, but there's not that many games left in the season. So it's turned into a nice season for the Knicks. In the National Hockey League, the Bruins defeated the Devils yesterday 3-0. Capitals over the Rangers 6-3. The Sabres beat the Islanders 4-2. Islanders look like they're starting to go through some trouble now as they come towards the end of the season. Anyway, that is a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.